What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mass. You can follow me on Instagram, RSAY Senior, RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. We got a hot one for y'all today. Word is bond. I ain't even going to lie. But before we get into that, how you doing, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today?
Well, I'm here. That's I feel like that's like my fucking favorite thing to say because it is. It's all the fuck we can say nowadays.
Well, I'm that's here. A good point. That's a good it's point.
Because it's not good. It's not bad. It's just like, nigga, I'm here. What the fuck you want me to tell you?
I'm here. And that, you know what, though? That plays into today's topic, seriously. Today's topic is self-esteem. And having self-esteem issues. It's a crazy one, man. Y'all go please follow us on Instagram. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit us up on our email, man. darktherapysession@gmail.com. Let us know how good, bad, or indifferent we are, man. Let us know. Seriously, we would love that a lot. We would love some kind of feedback. And we will read your emails live on the air, straight up. So let us know. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, all right. Talk to me about some self-esteem. Let me know what you're thinking about.
Oh my God.
What are some of your self-esteem issues, since we last recorded, I guess in life, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What are your self-esteem issues?
I think, my self-esteem issues are always the same. It's kind of like, am I worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I worth it? I don't feel sometimes like I have self-worth in myself. So, you know, even when I'm getting the congratulations and shit, it kind of still fucks me up in a sense, you know, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just on a podcast saying shit. Like I said in a post last night, like, it's crazy how the kid with fucking anxiety and it has an introverted mind, like just introverted as fuck, can just get on a podcast and just like say whatever the fuck he feels.
Yeah.
Freely. It should be
freely too.
It, freely. And there should be rules to this shit. Let's be real. It should be some rules to the it should be. No, I'm just saying. I'm just.
No.
Hey, like, nah, fuck that. I'll do that.
Yeah. No rules on speech.
No. What I'm saying though, for me, it's not the rules on the speeching. It's the rules on like the feeling of saying what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you can't. Like, yeah, definitely can't control that. Like through.
And that's what I'm saying. Like you can't control your feeling when you're speaking on a podcast. Because you don't know what could happen. You know what I'm saying?
I think DC and I and you have also said it. It goes from our brain to our mouth. It doesn't get filtered through our heart first.
And as hard as you try to do that shit, it doesn't happen. Like, you try. You try to be a little cool with it. But, you don't have it. Self-esteem for me, though, is that. I don't have... It's like I get happy and then I get sad and then I get depressed and then I get angry and then I get somewhat of a balance of all of the motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how to deal with either or. Like it's my self-esteem is like when I'm feeling good, my self-esteem is still not up to par to when I'm comfortable, I guess, in a sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now self-esteem plays a big part on the things that we do. And I got to be perfectly honest and say, I don't think a lot of podcasters, even Kevin Samuels, you know, rest in peace, had a lot of confidence or good self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be doing this if we had high self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? There are some people out there that have a high self-esteem or look at themselves in high regards. But, you know, for me, I don't like those kind of people. Or podcasts, so I don't listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Give me the broke down people that's motherfucking got a chip on their shoulder and shit like that. That's the kind of shit that I like to listen to. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know, we kind of portray that because we both, I think we both got chips on our shoulders, bro. I mask it a little bit. Well, I mask it a lot with comedy and shit like that. But yo, I get it. Sometimes in life we are fucking just lost and we don't know what the fuck to do. And you know, just to let you know, man, you know, I may be a little bit older than you, may over a decade older than you. I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay. So just know, I know that that probably doesn't make you feel any better, bro. But word is bond. I don't think even with somebody that's 60 years, well, maybe 60, they can kind of say like, okay, my life is this and this is the way it was and I can kind of move on and be, you know, but, you know, like me, I consider myself going through a midlife crisis. You know, shit, you know, my self-esteem sucks because I'm still in the same place I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, really. I mean, let's keep that shit real. You know what I'm saying? Just the constant struggle. It's just like, yo, you know, I've said it before on my podcast. Yo, it's like my father, my stepfather told me that life is a marathon, man. You just got to keep plugging away at it. But my answer to that was like, God damn, how long is this fucking marathon? Shit.
Yeah.
At 40 years old, I feel like I've lived 100 lifetimes, man. I'm exhausted, like literally exhausted. I'm tired. I can sit on my couch and watch TV all fucking day long. It's not that I'm lazy. I'm not lazy. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally exhausted, physically exhausted. But that plays into my self-esteem. Like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm insignificant. I feel like I'm not a good dad. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, I wasn't the best husband, you know what I'm saying? Since I'm going through all this shit, but you know, my marriage is completely different. I tried my best, but you know, since my kids are still growing, it's just like, I still need to be there and still guide them and stuff like that. But how can I guide them when I am in this shitty position? I feel shitty about myself and where I'm at life. You know what I'm saying? But I do the best that I can. The only thing I can do is really be there, you know, and but it still does. It plays on me, man. Like, you know, work. Now, you know, I was I've been self-employed since 2018, bro. And now with these gas prices and shit, bro, I can't do it no more. I just cannot, you know, and that fucks with me every single fucking day, bro. It's like, yo, I can't do this shit no more, man. I don't want to do it no more. What's the point? My kids will be better off without me. You know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully they'll learn from my mistakes. But then there are days like, fuck that. I need to be here. I need to show them what's up. And they will be fucked up if I were to die. Go. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was just a heart attack, even if it was natural, you know what I'm saying? They will be fucked up. And not to mention, if it was suicide, they would be even more fucked.
More. Yeah. Self-esteem is a son of a bitch, man. And like, my self-esteem comes from being a child. Like, my self-esteem issues come from being a child. You know, always feeling like I'm never going to be my brother. I'm never going to be, you know, you're watching your brother on the porch. And you're in the doorway. You're looking at him like, he gets to go out and have fun. And why the fuck am I the one that always got to sit in the house and be told that it's too hot outside? You can't go outside right now because it's too hot outside. We don't know how you will react to it. And it's just like, damn, man. Like I said, I grew up with a fucking oxygen tank in my fucking closet just because they didn't know what could happen.
Yeah, sure.
So it's just like, my self-esteem issues have always been there. It's fuck height. Because I've been short. I'm never going to grow. Never thought about growing. It is what it is. My parents are short. That's just the card. That's just what life dealt me.
Sure.
I'm going to be short. I'm going to just be short. So I never give a fuck about the height self-esteem because it is what it is. But like, I always looked at myself in the mirror and I always thought I was ugly as fuck. Like, I was like, I'm ugly as shit. Like real shit, I always thought like I was ugly. I just like, I never thought I was like, I hated my scars on my chest. Like, I still do. Like, I post those pictures sometimes.
It's
just that day that I do appreciate going through shit like that. But most of the days, I'm with a shirt on. I don't promote my fucking body because it's just like I don't want nobody to see the trials and tribulations I went through. Like, that's just not cool. You know, and then that leads to questions that they might not be willing to want to sit down and hear. You know what I'm saying? The answers. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's not even like my self-esteem is what it depends. It depends on the day. It really does. Mm-hmm. If I get on a podcast with y'all on Tuesdays, my self-esteem is fucked up until that camera light comes on.
Wow.
I'm tired. And like you just said, man, it's fucking days. I'm tired. I don't know how to get up sometimes. I can't. I get up and I'm running on fumes. I don't know how I do it. I'm gonna be honest. I can go to sleep literally after this podcast. And I still am fucking tired. I don't know how the fuck I'm still tired. Mm-hmm. After 2 hours, I need to lay back down.
Right.
I don't know how. It's just my body gave up. It's giving up on me. I know it is. My mind wants to keep going, but my body's like, nigga, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about being nervous before podcasts because we gotta like work out the nerves and, you know, just get it out of, over and done with. But at the same time, I don't think it's nerves anymore for me. I think it's just more so like, this the only day I got, and if I don't do it, then what does that really say about me?
It's about doing it well. You know, we want to make sure it's well. Like, I don't get nervous to get in front of the microphone or the camera anymore.
No,
you know
what I'm saying? Not at all.
At least not in here. Now, if we were out in public and we were doing a live podcast, it would probably be different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same.
but in here, you know, we, you're in your own place. I'm in my own place, and it's our comfort zone, like we've talked about so many times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can get hard, man. Like, especially, you know, with depression, that depression makes us tired. It really does. Overthinking exhausts us. Anxiety exhausts us. You know, not to mention getting up every single fucking day and doing something, whether it's work, whether it's going to the gym, even if it's a day off, you have to do shit that you can't do during the week. Like, for instance, me cutting grass or, you know, changing the oil in the car or, you know, doing something like that. So you don't necessarily really get a day off. And that is exhausting. It's like, yo, going on vacations. This is all right. I've taken the family on vacations before. You're happy to be home after the vacation and you need a vacation from the fucking vacation.
Vacation.
So it's like, yo, there is no break. There is no break until you're fucking dead. And, you know, like with my self-esteem, since I feel so insignificant and I don't feel like I'm enough for anybody, you know, including my children, I look at death as peaceful. I look as if it's like the great comfort of sleep that, you know, that you can only get by being dead. You know what I'm saying? So it, a lot of times it's like that for me, where it's just like, man, just can I?
What if?
Yeah.
What if?
Like, no, it's just like, no, it's not. What if is when, motherfucker, is it now? Can it please be now? You know? And you know, that plays all into my self-esteem, because I truly don't have any self-esteem except when I'm behind this mic, because I'm forced to. I need to have some sort of self-esteem to, you know, to host the show, to move the show forward, to have these conversations and to bring up all these clips and segments and shit like that. So, you know, I have to be, you know, quote unquote, a leader, you know, when I'm doing this. So that's what I step into. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, I get a lot of that. You know, I didn't get that from the past, from my past traumas. I got that really from being in the military, man. There's no bullshit about it. But that only lasts so long. I can be the leader until the job is done. And once the job is done, it's just like, I don't want to be the leader no more. I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? The job is done. I'm over, you know? And like, even now I look at my youngest, he's 12 in 6 years and 18. My job is done, bro. What the fuck am I going to do then? You know? So it's hard, man. It's not easy, yo. And you know, like I said, it's a marathon, but goddamn, people die in marathons too.
Shit. I mean, I know very well people could get fucked up in a marathon. My grandpa had a heart attack at a marathon.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. He had to have heart surgery.
Wow. At a marathon.
Yeah. I never said that on a thing, but yeah. Like a couple years ago, my grandfather, my mom had to fly back to New Orleans.
That's crazy.
Because of that, yeah.
So he ran a marathon, had a heart attack while running?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's tough, yo. That's tough.
Yeah. He's still here, but it's, you know.
I'm sure it isn't the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think nobody really would be the same after something like that. I mean, and like we have said, it's something about going on the other side and coming back. It's just like, what do you do after that? Like, okay, clearly I saw something. You know what I'm saying? But now,
did he say that he saw something?
Nah, I don't. Okay. I've never really asked him about it. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like something like that happens, I'm just assuming.
Sure.
You saw something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, yeah, it just. I mean, but like, man, self-esteem is. It's called self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like Cat Williams says, you know, self-esteem is about what the fuck you think about yourself. It's really that. It's what do you think about yourself? And
facts.
Like I said, all of the congratulations I get, I think of myself as not really that good at anything. I'm just, I always say, like, I'm not good at anything. I'm lucky. And that's all I can say is sometimes the shit just works and sometimes the shit don't work. I mm-hmm. just got to throw shit out there and see what happens. I don't know.
Right.
I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know what people like. I don't fucking know. I can't. I'm not a mind reader. I don't fucking know. I just do what I like. I do what the fuck I like to do.
Sure.
And sometimes the shit works. Sometimes the shit don't work. And that's just the way it goes. Self-esteem is a son of a bitch. It really is what you think of yourself. And if you think of yourself already with the mindset of like, I don't really have no self-work, mm-hmm. then what do you think your self-esteem is going to be like?
Right, exactly. And I'm looking up at the definition now, and it's confidence in one's own worth or abilities, self-respect. You know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't have confidence in anything that I do either. Nope. I just do it, whether I'm good or not. I just do it. I don't. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like in my mind, like I know I'm a slow learner, you know, it takes me a long time to learn things.
Same.
So, you know, even though I've been podcasting for, you know, 3 years now, am I better than I was before? Yeah, way better. But am I good enough to, let's say, even get a sponsor? Am I good enough to be this show that has millions and millions of views? That shit scares me. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like, wow, I don't know if I'm worthy of all that.
Bruh. That's what I'm afraid of now.
Yeah.
I mean, with us or my shit, I'm just like, I don't know.
Right.
And that's, yeah, I don't want to lose this.
Right.
Even if I ain't got no self-esteem, I don't want to lose the little shit I do have. You know what I'm saying? Like the little shit that I do have. Like, it's so twisted. in a sense.
It's kind of what keeps us going.
Is fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of what keeps us going. Like knowing, hanging on to the little bit of shit that we do have. It's like, yo, it's this or nothing.
Fucking is, man.
We cannot, you know, it's like we can't imagine anything else other than this, because other than this is nothing. And we don't want nothing.
And we already knew what the fuck nothing felt like.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, it's, you know, like we already know what nothing feels like. Nothing is fucking nothing for a reason. Like, it's a reason why I call nothing. Because you really would not have anything. Like, it's like, it's nothing to fucking do. It's like, why am I here now? It really would be like, so what the fuck am I here for?
Right. Exactly. See, like with me, I got one friend, one physical friend that I can, you know, go to his house and shit like that. But he's married. He's got a 2 or 1.5 year old kid. You know, you can't bother people like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be all up in their face wanting to hang out and shit like that all the time. So it's here. So like, if there was no internet, I'd be fucked. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. You know, but it's the truth. There would be no release. There would be no way to necessarily explain myself or express myself other than anger. Cause yo, I got anger issues. Let's keep this shit real. I got anger issues. I get angry at the littlest, dumbest shit.
Dumbest shit. It'd be the littlest shit to somebody, but to me, it's the biggest fucking thing I've ever seen. What the fuck were you doing? Yo, listen, road rage is real.
I was going to bring that up. A turn signal. Somebody don't use a turn signal.
What? Yeah. In front of me, on top of that shit, I'd be so...
Right.
You lucky turn, motherfucker. You lucky turn. A good guy.
Yep. there was some people that parked in front of the house the other day, and I'm just sitting there. They parked on the wrong side of the street, mind you, and where I can see them directly out of this shed. They were parked right in front of me. Hours, I'm sitting there. I'm watching them the whole time, just staring at them. I ain't going nowhere. Finally, I got up. I walked over there. They were smoking a blunt. It was a man and a woman smoking a blunt in front of my car. I was like, yo, pass that. I ain't say nothing. I was like, yo, pass that. I hit the blunt twice. I was like, yo, I see y'all sitting in front of my house. I don't know why y'all sitting in front of my house, but I see y'all not doing nothing. And I passed the blunt back to him. I was like, y'all good. Just be y'all. I'm just let y'all know I'm watching y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people might call that confidence. No, I was angry. I was just mad. What the fuck you doing in front of my house? Why you know, my kids are asking me why is there a car there? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was a man and a woman. They got out. They took pictures at one point. You know, they thought they was cool or something. I don't fucking know. You know, whatever, for Instagram and shit like that. Whatever. But yo, after that, they haven't parked there since. They parked on the other side, which I don't give a fuck about. You ain't on my side of the street. You know what I'm saying? But still, you know, it's like there are times, yes, that I have self-esteem, but I don't look at it as self-esteem. I look at it as anger and fucking with my shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people may look at that as confidence, but it's not. It's not, yo.
That is so true. It's like, that's not self-esteem. I just don't want to. Before I choke the shit out you, just move the fuck out of my way. It's as simple as that.
Oh, man. He was probably like 6 foot, maybe 120. I would have tore his ass up. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, there's moments like that where we can stand up and we can say the things we want to say, and we can be confrontational, but that doesn't mean we have self-esteem.
But like we say all the time, it's our tone. Mm-hmm. You think it's confidence because our tone is so goddamn stern and it's real and you can feel it.
Right.
But it's like I'm just mad at the fucking situation. It might not even be them. It's just shit around me. It's just a shit that I got to deal with
exactly.
when I get back inside. It has nothing to do with you. I just need to blow the fucking steam off somewhere.
Exactly, man. And by me doing that, by me just confronting them and shit like that,
I felt better. You felt better. That's it. That's all it is. It's not even. Yeah. And that's how it goes sometimes. It's fucked up. I'm not gonna sit here and act like it's not fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
You know what I'm not gonna say it like it's not fucked up. It's fucked up because I feel amazing after this.
Wow. I was like, oh, them bitch ass motherfuckers. But the next day, him and her they pull up in, you know, in the same vehicle. They park on the other side of the street, and the person that they said they were waiting for actually came out and got him. I stared at him hard, like I was just watching these motherfuckers, just watching them walk back and forth, just to let them know. Mm-hmm. And listen, man, I'm watching. I protect what's mine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even though I say that, that's not confidence. That's anger. You fucking up my shit. Don't be fucking up my vibe.
That's anger, and just you being a protector. Mm-hmm. That's all of this. Mm-hmm. And you got shit to protect.
Right, and that doesn't mean I have
self-esteem. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't mean I got self-esteem. That doesn't mean I'm a confident person.
No. Hey, the scariest motherfucker could kill somebody.
Yeah, facts.
I don't know who people. The scariest motherfucker still could kill some fucking body. Don't get it twisted. Just because he's pissing on his leg, don't mean his ass can't still shoot your ass.
Right. Yeah. It's like, yo, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Like, it's just like, come on, yeah. man. Like, yeah. don't get it twisted. No. But yeah, something is real, man. Like, I gotta get back in this traffic. I know I'm gonna be like at least angry at like three people.
Yeah.
I know it. Fact. I know it's gonna happen. I know it because I gotta go to Chick-fil-A on top of that. I'm sitting in the damn drive-thru looking at motherfuckers.
Pre-order.
Like, nigga, pre-order. I'm like, nigga, can you order? What the fuck are you ordering that's taking you this fucking long? It's chick for fucking late. It's chicken. That's all it is. Just pick some chicken, bitch. Just sit the
they
fuck
literally
out
got
way.
They got eight menu, eight things. One
eight
through eight.
Motherfucker's not even breakfast. Why are you ordering breakfast, sir?
And what the all fuck eight are you doing? Got, guess what? Chicken.
Chicken.
Oh shit.
Man, do not do this right now because I'm going out of here to go really into that shit.
Pre-order it, man. Download the app and pre-order that shit.
Oh my god, bro.
Yo, seriously. All you gotta do is walk in, pick it up, and walk out. You may have to sit depending on the design or whatever of the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You have to sit in line for a little while until you can find a spot. But other than that, man, you ain't got to wait in line to get your food, man. You just got to go.
I really don't give a fuck because I'll be in a drive-thru, and that's the only drive-thru I don't care about.
Because it's like quick.
Being in.
Yeah,
it's quick, and when you do have to sit there, you on your phone, and I'm just doing shit. I'm clipping shit. I'm not really giving a fuck. Let them do what the fuck they want to do because I know what the fuck I already want.
Right.
They might not know, even though they've been a Chick-fil-A 20 fucking times today. and order every damn day off the menu.
Like
you still don't know what the fuck you want.
Picking up food all goddamn day. I gotta sit in this goddamn shit 8 times a day.
Your gas prices is a little bit too high. That off the rip gets me pissed off.
Yeah, facts.
I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, I understand why motherfuckers walk everywhere.
Yeah. I hate to get political. Actually, I don't hate to get political, but
what
I
you
hate
do?
To get political on this podcast.
What you want to do?
I'm telling you, man.
Why this one? I don't give a fuck.
Our horizons and shit. I even stopped being political on my Facebook page and all that shit too. So I just got tired of being political. But yo, this is a political issue, god damn it. You know what I'm saying? That, yo, how can anybody vote for the Democrat Party after these this past year? You know what I'm saying? 2 years. Who the
Listen.
I just don't fucking see it. I just don't see it. Now we got this now we got this monkeypox shit. Have you heard about that yet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
God damn.
And they have no vaccine for this shit. They have nothing.
Right. Well, look. Now, monkeypox might be different. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten the MMR vaccine when I was a kid. You know, measles, mumps, rubella, and shit like that. You know, you get it and you don't know about it because I was a child.
I had to get chickenpox. So chickenpox outbreak broke out in my school when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you? That means you might have shingles when you get older. So just to let you know,
my brother had them. My brother had
shingles. Get the fuck out of here. That shit hurts, man. I hear that shit hurts.
Yeah, he was fucked up like 3 days.
Wow.
He was fucked up. Not, like,
yeah.
And it was contagious as fuck. So he had to go in the other room. At the time we were sharing a room, he had to go in the other fucking room.
Yeah, that shit's wild, man. That shit's wild. But it's like, yo, it just, and like I said, it's not self-esteem, it's anger. Like, how the fuck are we in this position? All because y'all, all because people didn't like a couple mean tweets. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
It's like, did you see Cat Williams' new special?
No, not yet.
Oh, that shit's so funny. I was watching his gas
prices.
I was watching a clip on YouTube a couple minutes ago before I came in the room, and I was watching that shit. And it was like, you cannot get mad at Joe Biden. Joe Biden is 96 goddamn years old. How the fuck do you expect that? He said, you motherfuckers gave Papa a job, bitch. And now you tell any Papa to speed the fuck up.
Good point. But you can get mad at the people that voted for the motherfucker.
And that's what he's saying. He's like, you gave Papa a job, bitch. You gonna tell Papa to speed the fuck up? Yeah, he's 97 goddamn years old. What the fuck did you expect, Joe Biden? Every time you say Joe Biden's name, he'll go up on age. He's like, he's 98 goddamn years old.
Yeah. Yo, it's wild, man. It's wild. That
shit
yo.
Was
it's
so funny,
wild,
but,
man.
But it's true. It's like, God damn, I see why motherfuckers walk. Like, I see. I can fucking see. It's just like, God damn. Like, I didn't put gas in the car, like $50 in the car.
Yeah.
That shit go by. Like that, I gotta put another $50 in there by Thursday. I'm like, you got fucking kidding me.
I put $40 a day. A day. And I only get half a tank each time. It's crazy, man. It's crazy as shit.
Man, I'm getting to the point. These gas prices keep going up. I might have to start selling drugs. This shit gonna get real.
I'm gonna start selling my ass. OnlyFans.com/RC.
I said drugs. He went straight to ass. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, man. Nah, yo. Still.
Only until these gas prices go down, baby. Only until these gas prices
Facts. That's it, yo. That's it. You got a limited amount of time. They can't. You know, they call me a bear. I'm a bear to the gay community.
Holy
I'll be a bear for a little while.
Holy
I ain't going front.
You think I'm a bear?
I'll be a bear. You want me to be a bear? I'll be a bear.
Oh my God. Yo, that shit is still funny when Jay said that shit. He's like, that shit was so cute. He was calling me bear.
Yeah,
that shit was so cute. He's calling me bear and shit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He's like, I couldn't even get mad at him. He's like, that shit was actually nice. I felt good about that.
Word.
Nah, he's like, I'll be your bear. It was a bear. Huh, bear?
It's crazy, though. But, like, even though we sit here and laugh and we talk shit and stuff, that doesn't mean our self-esteem is fucking up there. Where it's not. I am not confident in myself. I am not.
What do people say? What do people always say? We make jokes to keep from crying. That's what the fuck we do. We're going to keep making these jokes because it's going to be a long podcast of all both of us break down and start crying about shit that we've been through.
Yeah, facts. And we haven't gotten to that point yet, but in like 2-3 weeks, y'all, if y'all keep watching, y'all might be getting there. We've already got the topics.
Oh my God, we got the topics, y'all. Bruh. I'm sorry to the people that's gonna listen to this shit. I come up with these topics. I'm just like, dark therapy session. This is gonna be the perfect topic to just get our shit out and maybe we move on. I'll forget the fact that we gotta actually physically talk about the shit.
Right. Oh, this is a good topic for this. That's a good topic. Oh shit. I really gotta talk about this shit. Hold on.
I'll forget the fucking extra part. That's the main part. You got to talk about the shit.
Like, oh, facts. Exactly, bro. It's wild, man. I don't know what the fuck. It's just like, man. It's mainly because I feel like as if, like I said before, I feel insignificant. And I feel like I'm not doing enough. I should be more successful by my age. I really should be.
Man,
you know, as much as podcasting helps, I feel like that podcast, like right now, I feel like I should be making money on it, you know, as long as I've been in it. But then I look at some of these other podcasters and podcasts, they haven't made money in 10 years and they just started making money. You know what I'm saying? Probably, you know, that kind of shit. It's just like, do I have 10 years in me to keep doing this? And I want to say, yeah, I do want to say, yeah. I do, because it's not, I mean, there's not, listen, unless my fucking microphone breaks and shit like that, then we don't have a problem. I'll be all right. But if anything, any of my equipment breaks, I'm through. There's nothing else for me. I can't do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I would have to be doing it off of my phone with you. You know what I'm saying? Having you record.
I'm serious.
I'm gonna have to do it that way. And you know, editing, I won't be able to edit, I won't be able to do a lot of these things that I enjoy doing, because the editing process, as much as I like podcasting, the editing process is even more fun to me, because I can sit here and zone out and just figure shit out and try to do stuff new every single time. You know what I mean? And it's all a learning process. And, you know, even, you know, with talking and stuff like that and getting better with speaking and saying the words that I'm actually thinking rather than what sounds good and shit like that, you know, that's all a learning curve. But, you know, all this shit could end right now if any of this stuff breaks. Talk about a depression. If any of this shit break, I'm done.
Yeah, man. Oh man, I feel like I said, my self-esteem comes from just, I think I don't want too much shit too fast.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know how to handle it.
Sure.
That's my biggest concern. It's like I don't want
too
much.
Don't listen to him, y'all. Send it all over to me. I'll take it. We ready. Don't be ready, y'all. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking around.
But this is easy, see, because then you can buffer some of the shit I can't physically do. But I'm talking about, like, for me personally and me by myself, it's like, shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my self-esteem is, like I said, my shit has never been 100% great. It's never been. Right. And it probably would never be. I mean, that's what kind of keeps people interested in the story of the podcast, right? Because we're all insecure. You got insecurities. It's not fucking, like you said, nobody wants to hear a motherfucker that got it all. Shut your rich ass up. Nobody gives a fuck. Yeah. What the fuck you gonna tell me, Elon Musk? The fuck you gonna tell me? you bought Twitter. What are you gonna tell me?
Yeah, not quite yet, but yeah, he's working.
You know what I'm saying? But to be even in the ballpark to buy Twitter.
But the thing is, he created PayPal. He created PayPal, you know what I'm saying? And that's where he got his money from.
But
granted, he's a fucking genius, you know, but he's never had to deal with the things that we've had to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
But I think you said something that was interesting, though. You was like, can we do this for 10 years? I don't want to. That's mine. I don't want to do this for 10 years. So I do put pressure on myself to get shit going as fast as I can because I don't want to do this for 10 years. I want to be behind the scenes. That's what the fuck I started doing this shit for. It's like,
yeah.
Well, maybe this could lead to me being behind the scenes, like, mm-hmm. you know, creating my own shit, but giving it to somebody else and letting them run it. Like,
yes.
And that's what in my mind.
That's exactly the reason I started it as well. Yep.
Is because I don't want to be in front of the camera all day. That shit is exhausting, bro. We talk about it all the time, how much that shit look like. Right. Like, goddamn, you always on that motherfucker? Goddamn, I can't do that all day. I can't do that all day. I'm tired. Yeah. I'll say I'm tired. Like, I can't do it. I can't fucking do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I dip in and dip out. Like, I see some shit, go on people's story, click them, give you the hundreds are floating up in the air and shit, and dip on out. Like, that's all I do. And I swear I do it. That's all the fuck I do now because
yeah.
I don't want to do that forever. Like, that shit is not fun.
And then all you become is a viewer, a listener. That's all you are, you know. And it's like, nah, man. We are creators as well. Who's got the time to create? If I'm watching your shit all the time, or if I'm looking at your shit all the time, or if I'm live with you all the time, I ain't got that kind of time. I'm sorry.
I don't have the energy. I ain't got the energy.
Who the fuck has that energy?
I get exhausted just waking up. Imagine trying to do extra shit when you wake up.
Right.
Nowhere in hell I can do it. Yeah. I can't physically do it. I'd be surprised. I stay up to like 1:30, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays with you all doing top tellers. I don't know how I do it.
Because I'm done.
I'm all like a light. You can't even touch me.
Is it good sleep at least? As long as it's good sleep, you know, then it might be worth it.
No, because I got to get back up like at 6 o'clock. Like, shit. Like, 6:30, yeah. I'm up again out the door.
Yeah.
So I got to take the car because my mom goes to work.
Same thing with me. Well, not it's that, like, but I got to get up at the same time.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. Like, I can't. And then I get back home and then I can't go to sleep.
And then you're up. And then by mid afternoon, 2 o'clock, exhausted.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like, goddamn. And by eight o'clock at night, you'd be like, do I just want to go to sleep? Fuck. Like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like, you get to the point, you're like, man, fuck this shit. I just go to sleep. And then I've already seen everything today. I don't know what the fuck happened. Surprise me in the morning, bitch.
you're not wrong, yo. You're not wrong. It gets like that, and it gets so exhausting that we have to deal with everybody else's shit, not just our own. But you know, it gets piled onto us, man. It feels like that way. Not necessarily that it is, but it does feel like that. You know, especially other people's attitudes and their moods. You know, we take that in as well. You know, and it's not easy. It's not easy to have that, yo. It's a burden that we may not necessarily need to take, but for some reason we have no choice but to take it.
And yeah, I mean, it's something that I said Saturday. It's like they gave us the shit because they needed to find our place. Mm-hmm. They already had their shit already sorted out. They needed to see where we fit in their lives.
Exactly.
And so that's what the fuck it felt like for me. And maybe you too, because it's like we got the leftovers.
Right. It feels like, yeah, yeah.
It's like we got the leftovers.
Especially being the youngest. Yeah, facts.
You got the leftovers. It's like motherfucker, you couldn't give me anything else?
Anything well,
we got
else?
The funny. Like, we got the funny one. We got the crazy ass one over there. You be the problem solver one. I don't want the problem solving one.
So you got two. Do you have two older brothers as well?
I got an older brother and older sister.
Okay. All right. But you're right. You know, I got the oldest one. He's the same thing, man. He's the one that's going out. He's the one that has the gift of gab. The middle one, he's the one that's outgoing, partying and talking to people constantly all the time. And then there's me.
Oh, that's exactly how I look at it too. It's like my sister,
and then me.
She's like my sister. She's playful sometimes, but then she's crazy on some other days, and she got to catch on a good day. My brother, he loves being out. He enjoys that shit. He loves being the center of attention.
Sure.
And I'm an introverted one. I could care fucking less about your feelings.
Right.
I could care so much more. I don't give no fucks about your feelings. Yeah, I don't even want to come to your party. Don't call me for shit. I don't want to come to your party. Don't call me for shit. How did you get my number? That's the first question I asked. How did you get my number? Who gave you my number?
I just changed it yesterday. God damn it.
My mom. Oh, no.
But see, now I don't, you know, with us three, I don't think we go through that necessarily. I mean, we have our little, you know, tiffs, if you will. Mm-hmm. But for the majority of the part, man, it's just like, you know, I think since we're all in different states, we all got that love. You know what I'm saying? But if we were around each other constantly, like whenever we have vacation, it's all gravy. Fun as hell. But it was every single day. It might not be the same. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? It might not. But that's just the way it goes, man. Especially, you know, when you know, one acts a certain way, the other one has a problem with it, and then next thing you know, I'm caught in the middle of it. But that rarely ever happens. And as a matter of fact, you know, I hate to say it this way, but once my mom passed, that kind of all died too. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, we realized we all we have, you know what I'm saying?
So, and it's like you're in a competition with each other for your mom's attention.
Yeah. I was always called the favorite. You know why? Because everybody got jealous that I would send her flowers like every 3 months. You know? So I remember I sent her some flowers. We were all there. And it was one Christmas. I sent her flowers, and then
You did it on Christmas. You should have got your ass whooped. Yeah.
And the flowers came. The flowers came like the day after Christmas or something like that. And we were there. I was there at the time, but I had purchased the flowers like a month in advance. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to be there for Christmas Day, but they came out the day, and you know, this is when we found out my mom had got cancer and does that.
Yeah.
So we all made a trip down there, and then the flowers came. My older brother was like, "What the hell is all this shit about?" And my oldest brother too, the firstborn, the favorite, if you will. Yeah. You know. The next day, he comes back with a bigger bouquet of flowers, and he added balloons.
Bitch, you ain't gonna outshine me today. Fuck that. Yeah. And
all we did was laugh. All we did was laugh. We laughed so hard. It was so fucking funny. And it wasn't as I guess he took it as a competition, but it was still hilarious. It was still hilarious. You know what I'm saying? And we had a good time with it, man. It wasn't that big a deal.
I've said this, like I said, man. Like I remember, like talking about the Super Bowl party just recently. Like that was the first time we all been together like in years. I left like 20 minutes into the fucking party. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
It's just because it's. I don't have the time or the energy to try like you said, be in the middle of shit. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time or the energy to try to figure shit out. I don't want that. I'm good. I've done that when I was a kid. I'm not a kid, no fucking grown ass man. I could walk out if I felt like it.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of think that too. I think once everything goes, you know, the way it goes in life, maybe me and my siblings could kind of get to a solid ground. But we all live in the same state, but we don't live in the same house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My brother lives like maybe a couple miles away from me. My sister lives in Beaumont. So it's just like we live in the same state, but it's just like, we all play by different rules. Like, it really is. It's just like, and the same thing. They think I'm the
favorite. That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing because you all learn to live your own lives. And then eventually, y'all are maybe not. Y'all will realize, like, look, we got. Let's talk to each other a little more, blah, blah, blah. Put all that dumb shit behind us. You know what I'm saying? And just keep on moving forward. It'll happen eventually. Maybe not, but it should.
Yeah. And I see my brother like damn near every week now because my niece got by my house all the time because
that's nice.
Like I watch after school. and she that's loves nice. Me. Like, that's great. Like my baby. But like, yeah, great. She like, she calls me Uncle Brandon. Like, as soon as she see me, she runs to me. It's the fucking craziest thing in the world. It's like, what the fuck? And then he has another daughter. And now she's starting to kind of like get attracted. Like, she's starting to now grab for me and reach for me and shit. It's like, what?
Not attractive.
Nah, but, like, yeah, but she...
Gravitate
towards me and shit. Like, she likes me. Like, she's starting to, like, know who I am. And she's like, oh, that's Uncle Brandon. Okay, cool.
That's a great thing.
And it's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. But, like, but yeah, my sister had a... My first niece. My sister had a... We have a great relationship. Me and my niece. I love my niece to death. She 18.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're a decade. Like, it's that crazy. Like, so it's just like her first year, like her first birthday was in March. Hurricane Katrina was in August.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it's just like, that's how crazy that is.
Yeah. Pretty close to a hurricane, baby. Wow. That's wild.
So it's just like, yeah, like it's a crazy feeling. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
But like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I think me and my brother kind of now, like, I think he's realizing, like, I'm not the little brother no more.
Sure.
In a sense of, like, I'm always going to be the little brother, but I'm not reaching, like, I'm not trying to be like him anymore.
Right.
I don't need to be him I don't need him in my surroundings to be something.
Because
I'm my own man.
What actually helps is seeing that his daughters gravitate towards you and be like, hey, that's Uncle Brandon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's different. That's a different feeling. You know what I'm saying? And there are times that he probably would be like, wow, you know, she's running to him like that, where, you know, she didn't do that to me this morning. You know, she did it to me yesterday, but she didn't do it to me this morning. You know, it's not necessarily jealousy or anything like that. It's just an appreciation for who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. That really is a good thing, man. And as long as, that continues and you can be your own man and keep moving forward and still doing your own thing, regardless of what that is, man, I don't see why he wouldn't respect that. Straight up.
Yeah. All right.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's do our plugs, man. You go ahead and do your plugs and we'll get into FMKs, and we actually have a would you rather for y'all today. So,
oh yeah, awesome. All right, plug time. Brand new show YouTube channel, social media, of course, that my brother also said earlier. Brand new show on Instagram. I also have a TikTok. A lot of people started following me on TikTok, which is kind of
that's good, man. You do putting up those clips. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm posting a lot of shit. So, also you catch, like I said, Brand new show on YouTube. YouTube channel, Brand new show. I got a lot of shorts that are starting to really attract. So it's crazy. I like the shorts that I've been clipping and putting on YouTube. It's starting to get like crazy attraction. I remember like the first time I posted something on YouTube, it was only like 15 seconds. Now I got like a minute of a clip I could post on it.
That's great.
Like, oh, okay, that's pretty crazy. So I don't know. And there's more views. It's crazy. Like I might have to hit you about that, doing that for like dark therapy, because we got to like,
okay,
do the short, like clip the shorts and post it on there.
Screen record it, send it to me, and I'll do the movie magic to it.
Yeah, man, but definitely. But yeah, what else? Urban Boulevard, go urbanboulevard.co. That's the social media. If you like that, hit the page. Should take you to their website, Urban Boulevard, blvd.us. 30% off. If you buy something, 30% off. Use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off, of course. And shit, what else do I have coming up? Top 10 list out tonight. Also out today on YouTube, on podcast platforms. My brother RSA is a part of that. So it's a crazy ass panel, like always.
Whenever like I'm always on there, I try to wild out.
We yes, he does. He doesn't try. See, this is him being humble. This is him being all nice and shit. See, he doesn't try. He does. He doesn't try. He does. crazy ass panel, like always. Pillow talk with the T, my TD, grown ass folk, my TD, DC from What the Shit, Meet the Tars podcast. Shout out to all of you guys. I love y'all.
That leads into your new show, bro. Go ahead and fucking bring that up. Hell yeah.
What new show?
With DC and Courtney. Shout out
to shit. Yeah. Hell yeah. Smoking Reviews next Monday. 7-8 Central, I think. So tune in for that. Smoking Reviews. We're doing a list. And that's coming soon. So that's next Monday night. I think that's gonna be on like YouTube and maybe Facebook. So you know what I'm saying? So come through. And I got an interview coming out this week. I got two more episodes coming out this week. One interview is Underdog Success with Caller Me Back. So check out that one when it drops.
I wanna sex you up. Hell yeah.
That one's coming out Tuesday night. So tomorrow. And I got another episode called John Cena. So tune in for that one.
Yeah, my bad. let me put my professional voice on real quick. No,
shit.
No, like I said in the beginning, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR, Instagram, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Dark Therapy Session. YouTube channel. We have just gotten an exclusivity deal through Channel 82 Network. Go check out the exclusive episodes at channel82.com. That is CH8TY2Network.com. I'll put that up in the show notes as well. We got some exclusive episodes on there, so go please check us out on that. Other than that, you can catch the Skank Bank podcast on YouTube. That is a fan cast based on the Legion of Skanks. It's a fan cast, and we basically talk about the Legion of Skanks and get stupid. We got the Let Up podcast with Jay Christian from the Cognac Room, and you got the Dark Therapy Session, man. And other than what's going to be on Channel 82, you can catch all four of those shows at patreon.com/arsay. Please help me out. Patreon.com/RSAY. You can see everything I'm doing other than the Channel 82 stuff, mainly because of the exclusivity deal that me and Brandon have through them. You will get all new episodes, including this one, on Patreon.com/RSAY for less than a cup of coffee a month. Get all four shows and you will be supporting me. Sorry, Brandon. Patreon.com/Brandon Janu Show. You can go support him or me. It doesn't matter. You know what? Support both of us. You know, both. Actually, if you support both of us, it's still less than a cup of coffee a month. So please go do that. We would really, really appreciate it. Send us your FMKs, Would You Rathers, fucked up videos, and wrong answers only. Now that is a new segment we will be adding, as you can you will see on the 82 exclusive. But send all those to darktherapysession@gmail.com.
Yeah, and be on the lookout of the Dark Therapy Session Instagram page. We are still trying to figure out when it's coming, but we will come with that soon.
That is on me. We will come with that soon. My bad. It has been taking so long, and my fault.
It is my bad. I do not blame my brother Arson. We will come with it soon. Y'all better be happy we coming with something.
Nah. Go ahead and blame me, because I blame you for all the topics, the FMK.
See, I can take the blame. I don't care. But you, I'm like, nah, man. I can't blame my brother.
Nah, fuck that. Go ahead and blame me. That is okay.
Give me that shit. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, damn right. Damn right. All right. Thank you all. Listen, thank you all seriously for everybody that watches, listens, and subscribes. We really do appreciate it. It really does mean a lot. Please like and share this podcast. We are looking for sponsors. Please, if you are a sponsor or if you would like to promote your product on this show, email us at darktherapysession@gmail.com. We are working with someone now that is a potential sponsor. So even if you don't necessarily want to sponsor the show, please like, share, comment, rate, review. If you think somebody would really enjoy this show, share it to them. Seriously, help our numbers out as much as humanly possible. It's free to you, you know, so please do it. I know me and Brandon, we do it to the death of us. So if y'all could do it, it would really help us out quite a bit with our numbers and with potential sponsors. So please, if you like what we're doing, please do that for us, man. That's all we ask. Just like, share, comment, rate, review. It's free. Just do it for us. We appreciate that shit for real. And those that do, thank you.
Thank you. Definitely.
Facts. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the bullshit. Yeah. All right. You want to do, let's do the FMKs first.
The FMKs.
So today's FMKs, we have taken the idea. Well, we were given the idea by Charisse from Grown Ass Folk Podcast, and we thought it was a great idea. So we decided to do it here for you guys today. Fuck, Marry, Kill. We have Marissa Tomei, Leah Remini, and Alyssa Milano. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Marry Marissa Tomei. That's like the obvious. I'm marrying the shit out of Aunt May. Marissa Tomei. I'm marrying Marissa. I am married.
Marissa Tomei? Oh, I thought you said
that. I am.
Wow.
I am marrying her. Yes.
That Marissa is like Tomei, the, you're marrying her, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. I ain't mad. Sounds, I am not mad. This is a difficult one.
She this might is, be Aunt May to Spider-Man people. She my wife. Fuck what you talking.
My cousin Vinny. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Oh man.
Oh god. We're not about to do this.
She look good in the Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying?
She look good. She still look
good in that.
Yeah, god damn. Yeah. You call it old. I call it seasoning. That was an amazing
seasoning or season.
Seasoning. No, seasoning. She had flavor. Seasoning. I said that right.
Yes. 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 I love it.
Oh shit. Okay. Fuck. Oh fuck. all right. Alyssa Milano. I gotta fuck Alyssa Milano.
Okay.
Fucking her for charm. I'm fucking her off of the rip of charm. Yeah. I gotta get it because of charm. I wasn't alive for Who's the Boss. So I can't really give it that. But
Charm. You weren't.
But Charm. Oh
my gosh.
But Charm. Yeah. You getting it off the rip for that.
Oh no. That means you're killing Leah Remini.
No, man. I don't want to. Oh, don't do this to me. God. Don't you fucking do this to me.
Oh my God.
Yo, Saved by the Bell. Like, I fell in love with her. Saved by the Bell, bro. I was like, holy shit.
Was she in Saved by the Bell? I never really watched
that. Yeah. She's in like, they went to like a beach. She's like, there was like a beach club. She's like the daughter of the dude that was running it, who's the owner of the beach club.
Okay.
She's the daughter. Oh my God, bro. I fell in love with her right then. I'm like, God damn.
That's hilarious.
I can't get with her because of J-Lo. And like best friends. I don't want like.
Who, Alyssa Milano and J-Lo?
No. No.
Who?
Leah Remini.
Oh, Leah like Remini was insane.
Yeah.
Okay. My fault. Yeah. I fucked that all up. Okay. All right. I got you.
All right.
Damn. So you are marrying Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei, yep.
You are fucking Alyssa Milano.
Yep.
Okay. And you're killing Leah Remini.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start off by saying you're fucking insane. And the only reason I say that is because I think Leah Remini looks better than both of them right now. Seriously. And I think she's got most of it together. Even though she was a what's that shit called?
Scientologist
and shit. She got out of it and shit like that, whatever. And her acting career, and she was a Scientologist from the beginning, and you know, she hasn't really gotten any acting roles ever since she came out. But damn, I either want to fuck or marry Leah Remini, straight up. And that's where I'm kind of conflicted, because I would love to have her as a wife, and I know I could fuck her as my wife, but you know,
I would do too much of that shit.
well, the thing is you can tell she's super high maintenance. You can tell that.
That's why I say I couldn't, because yeah. J-Lo. I'm like, nah, if you cool with J-Lo, it's something there. I can't do it.
Yeah, man. She's super high maintenance.
I can't do it. Nope.
So I'm actually going to have to agree with you. I'm going to have to marry Marissa Tomei.
All right.
But I'm going to fuck Leah Remini. And I'm going to kill Alyssa Milano. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Alyssa Milano came out and was all so political. I don't give a fuck about your politics. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your fucking politics. And when they had the mask mandate, guess what? Yeah. Her dumbass made a knitted mask with holes in it. How the fuck does a mask work if you got holes in the shit? So no, stupid ass. You're dumbass, as pretty as you are, that's all you are. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did like that Charm show. I thought she was fine as hell in that.
As a shit.
Rose McGowan was thick as a motherfucker in that, boy, oh boy.
But, both of them kind of was.
Yeah, facts. But I'm gonna have to kill Alyssa Milano just because of the ass she made of herself in the few, you know, as of late. And the other two have not. Other than the fact that Leah Remini is high maintenance, I think Marissa Tomei is always a beautiful person and a beautiful woman, regardless of what she does. So I'm marrying Marissa Tomei, fucking Leah Remini, and killing the fuck out of Alyssa Milano.
Okay. All right, I don't. I'm not mad at it. I understand shit.
Hey, at least I had some kind of a idea of why. You know what I mean?
My idea was good.
I usually don't. I usually don't have a good idea. With these three, oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's got it.
But okay. So we were gonna add. I forgot her damn name already. Debbie Mazur or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
We're going to add her to it. And if it was instead of Alyssa Milano Marissa Tomei instead of Marissa Tomei, yeah. I would have killed Debbie Mazur or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
And I would either married I would have either married or fucked Alyssa Milano. So it just depends on who gets put up there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, Alyssa Milano. You got killed because of me. I'm sorry. Because I came in, I was like, nah, we should do it this way.
Alyssa Milano? Nah. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. She could have been fucked or married if it wasn't for that. But yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
She's fucked by me.
Yeah, so. I would have probably just fucked her instead of killed her. But since you added Marissa Tomei, that changed the whole shit up. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Facts.
I got you killed. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. So this is fictional, you guys. All right. Do we objectify these women? Yes. That's the whole point.
Why we gotta sugarcoat that shit? Wait, motherfucker, you listening? If you got this far in the podcast, you know what the fuck it was time for. Yeah. Shut up.
Facts.
Like, if you got this far in the podcast, you know what the fuck you was getting yourself into.
You're damn right. Damn right. And you know, the funny thing about it is, it's like, you know, it's not that we are assuming that they would fuck or marry us. No, but it's part of the fucking game where you would.
This well, is well, 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 well. Speak for yourself. I don't know.
They would not fuck or marry us. Come on, yo.
Okay, not the two, but Marissa Tomei. I mean, you know, hey.
She's taller than you, so I doubt it.
I could care fucking less. Yeah. Why you gotta bump my goddamn bubble? My bad.
She's taller than me too, though.
God damn, man.
She might not like black or Puerto Rican men. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
Fuck.
We just shout ourselves out the door with that.
We're done. That sponsor's out the door.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, man. All right, so today we have a would you rather, and obviously it's from Mr. Brandon because he comes up with 90% of the shit that's in this, 95% of the shit in this podcast. So, Mr. Brandon, what is your would you rather?
Oh, shit. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Don't worry. I got you. I wrote it down.
I don't give a god.
All right. So, Brandon's would you rather this week is, would you rather be brainless but have style or have no style and be a genius?
Okay.
Motherfucker, you came up with the shit. Go ahead.
Just because I came up with this shit.
I'm just playing. Just
I know. But just because I came up with this shit don't mean I knew the fucking answer. I just came up with this shit. That's some hard shit. Like I said earlier. Like I said, either Bill Gates or be a rapper. So it's a little shaky here.
It's like, okay, so it's like this. All right, would you be a genius and just dress in what's his name?
Bill Gates.
Would you dress like Bill Gates being genius, or would you rather have style and be a leader in style and just kind of be stupid?
That's still a hard toss-up. I'm still being honest with you. That's a hard toss-up. That's a fucking hard toss-up. Let's be real about that for a second. That's a hard toss-up. Shit.
I've never gave a fuck about style.
Me either.
So I really don't care how I look. You know, for the longest time, I wore sweatpants. You know, during the winter, I just like to wear sweatpants and fucking boots. That ain't style. You know what I'm saying? and a flannel. That's not style. All right. That's comfort. I never really cared how I looked necessarily. It was up until I started balding that I cared about what hats I wore. That was about the only thing. And it kind of led into the hats need to match the shirt and that kind of thing. But it doesn't.
Oh shit. I say styling on these motherfuckers. You got hats, matching shirts.
Nah. Not right now though. But I never gave a shit about style. I'd rather be smart as fuck and be able to learn and know the market, the stock market, learn how to make money from that, from my genius, not from the way I look. I think that's superficial.
I'm the same. I care less about style. I give two fucks. About style. That's why I thought it'd be an interesting one, because it's kind of like you gotta sit and think about it for a second. Like, god damn, do I want to be a like fresh as fuck?
Yeah.
No, all the clothes.
I mean, 24/7 looking dope.
Looking good. You go to sleep looking good. How the fuck is that possible?
Right. Wake up looking good.
Like, how is it possible? But for me, it's kind of like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just give me a jacket. Just give me some sweatpants.
Right.
And some slippers that won't fall off every 5 seconds. I'm good. I'm good. Like I don't really need a lot of shit. Like I'm good. It's never really because I don't go no fucking well. That's another thing. I don't go no fucking well.
Yeah. Like, Outcast said, flip flops and socks with sweatpants. That's me. That's how I roll.
If it wasn't so fucking hot, I'd be wearing sweatpants right the fuck now.
yeah, word.
You know what I'm saying? It's like but that. Yeah, I'd rather be a genius. I mean, a genius yeah. Because at the end of the day, would you not want to create some shit?
Facts. Good point.
Would you not want to leave like a real legacy?
Yeah, man.
Like motherfuckers, Brandon made that shit. That nigga made that right there. The shit you use every day, he made that shit. Instead of being a motherfucker that looked good for like 5 minutes and motherfuckers forgot you look good for 5 fucking minutes.
Right. Nah, you're right. Because style comes and goes. But the thing is, if you have style and you choose style over genius, you will always either be the style trender. I don't even know if that's the word. Style maker.
Okay.
So you always make the style or always be in style. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. Do you want to make the style or be a genius? I think still for me, I would have to choose genius. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take genius all day. I mean, yeah. I done seen people think Ashley Chaps was style. So
OnlyFans.com/Arsay. That's RSAY. You can see me with assless chaps. Oh shit. You know, after this episode, I'm gonna have to make an OnlyFans. Oh wait, hold up. By the way, you and I have the same exact headphones.
We do, JBLs. Yeah.
I didn't realize that till now.
Oh my God. I don't know what OnlyFans that's about to be, but I know it's about to be something vicious. Oh. It's about to be very vicious.
Some awesome dark therapy session. I know, I'm stupid. That's good, man. Yeah, it's wild like that, man. For real. I know. So, okay, if y'all are listening, what would y'all choose? Would y'all rather be a style maker, trending in style, or would you rather be a genius? Y'all let us know at darktherapysession@gmail.com. Mr. Brandon, can we please summarize this episode, sir?
Okay, if I can, I will. I don't know how to do it, but I will try to write that right now.
I did want to kind of go back a little bit, and I just do want to say that you are worth it, goddammit. You are worth it, Brandon.
And oh, man.
Keep on fucking doing what you're doing because you're killing it right now.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. And your job is not done as a dad, even after 18. They will always need you. Even when you're not here, they're going to need you. So I just want you to know that, too.
Appreciate that.
Uh-huh. That shit, I still need my fucking dad. Certain shit. So, and me and my dad, you know what I'm saying? And my stepdad, like, I still need him in certain instances in life. So, you never know. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they will always need you, man. Never think that they won't.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, man.
Man, how do we end this? I forgot the topic.
Self-esteem was the topic.
That's how you know we went through some shit today. I completely fucking took off.
The last 20 to 30 minutes always negates the first 30 minutes. Right? Let's keep that shit real.
Once we get out the plugs, it's like, so what the fuck are we talking about again?
Right. Yo, I'm telling you, I'm like that too. Straight up.
Holy shit. Okay. Self-esteem. Forget what we just did a couple seconds ago. Like, I knew the topic. And look at that.
Yeah, thinking that we can actually fucking marry these people, that takes a little bit of self-esteem for sure.
That takes the motherfucking mother load of self-esteem. You gotta You gotta really put that fucking shit together.
Facts.
That's unwilling. That's when you really just the shit. You know you. I can fuck him.
Yeah. Word.
Not only can you fucking marry one, I can kill him. I know I can kill him.
I can get close enough to kill this bitch. I know I can. Oh shit. We are getting so canceled. Yes. Oh my god, bro. Oh man. Shit. All right, I'm gonna mute. You go ahead and fucking do this.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Okay, so self-esteem. Self-esteem. I got tears in my eyes. Hold on. Shit.
I will unmute the laugh.
Oh shit. All right. Self-esteem. Listen, it is a self-afflicted trait. You only know when you feel your self-esteem. Truly, you only know when you feel your self-esteem. There's nobody else in this world that can make you feel anywhere near confident enough or even overconfident. Nobody. Only you. There's a lot of people in this world that have incredible self-esteem. And you got some people that do not. It's just the way life goes. Some people got that trait, hands down. Some people do not. It comes and goes like a light switch. Sometimes it's on and sometimes it's off. And it does depend on the days, because some days I got incredible self-esteem. Some days, fuck the world. Fuck the world. It just goes that way. So self-esteem is truly a self-afflicted act on yourself. Whatever you decide you believe in for yourself, self-esteem. FMKs. FMKs. Listen, forget what me and Arce just said.
Clip it. This is a clip.
forget what Arce just said. I know I could get at least one of you. I know.
That takes self-esteem, goddamn.
I know I get at least one of you. What are you? Come on. I get at least one of you. I know one.
Three, you think? I don't think I can. Get at least,
I can get at least one.
Wow.
One.
Why should be the one you're killing?
It be the one I'm killing. That's exactly what I'm saying. I said, why is she so goddamn clingy? I gotta kill this bitch. I don't need one. Then I'm gonna have to kill you. I'm not going to jail for nobody. I'm not going to jail for nobody except for road rage. These sons of bitches don't know how to drive nowadays.
Facts.
And gas prices are too goddamn high. You motherfuckers that don't know how to motherfucking drive. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Get on the side of the road and call somebody. Like, get the fuck out the car. Just get the fuck out of my way. Would you rather? I'd rather be a genius, just me personally, because clearly, as you see, every fucking podcast I ever do, when I clip shit, I am literally in a white t-shirt. It might not even be the same white t-shirt, but the white t-shirt. So clearly, I can give two fucks about style. I can get two fucks about style. I wear the same fucking white t-shirt. It's not even the same white t-shirt, but it's just a white t-shirt. You think it's the same shit? I don't tell nobody no different.
Word.
I don't tell nobody no fucking different. I'd rather be a motherfucking genius. I don't care. I'd rather create some shit than to be a trendsetter. That's how I feel.
There you go.
Like always, I gotta leave. I know we go crazy and we do shit like this all the time. But I do have to leave it with something of value. Listen, this is our 24th episode.
Mm-hmm.
We got 25 episodes will be the next episode. Goddamn.
Wow.
24 episodes, man. And for every episode, we might not have self-esteem and a lot of other shit, but my brother has created my self-esteem, and he's literally continued to push me to be better. So thank you. Thank you.
Man, you're going to make me cry, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to fucking cry my goddamn self. I'm about to cry my fucking self, man. And it's a serious shit, man. I appreciate you, my brother.
Man, hell yeah. Thank you, I look forward to doing this every single fucking time. I don't give a shit what the FMKs are. I don't give a shit what the topic is. As long as I know I can get with you and we can sit here and we can fucking bullshit, bro. That's all I give a shit about. I love to be able to do it. And, you know, I look forward to uploading it to the channel. I look forward to promoting it. I look forward to that kind of stuff, man, because I know that you have just as much invested into this as I do. And not only that, but we are friends, you know, and we are good friends, and we can talk to you. We can talk to each other any fucking time of the day without having any fucking issues, man. You know, with all the other bullshit aside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just me and you. And this is what we do. This space is what we created. You and I, flat out. So be proud of that shit, man. Word is bond.
We're very fortunate to have each other, my brother. From the first moment we did a podcast episode, you text me and was like, "Hey man, you free?" "Yeah, I'm free." And we did your podcast. You came on mine, man. And us just kicking shit around. And now we 24 fucking episodes. It's our own podcast, man. That shit is crazy to even think that shit, bro. Like, it's fucking nuts. And it's fucking ironic that it happened. Literally, when we first did our first podcast together, it was literally like in April of last year, like May, April, like April, May.
Has it been that long already? Holy shit!
It's close to a fucking year, man. So
I'll post it. I'll put it in the comment in the description.
It's almost a fucking year that me and you have known each other. So it's literally like, goddamn, like how crazy is that? So thank you, my brother. Like always, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man. And Tuesday. Tomorrow is going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Facts. It's going to be fucking nuts. All I can tell people, if you listen to this podcast tonight, whenever it comes out, brace yourselves. I don't know what to tell you other than just brace yourselves, because the way they did Cameron Diaz was something fierce. Oh my God, I think Cameron Diaz was something fucking fierce. Holy shit. I'm sorry, Cameron Diaz. I'm pretty sure you probably won't be a part of the FMKs anytime soon, so you should be good.
Well, it sounds like you'll be killed anyway, but
God damn. Anyway, I was supposed to be all positive and shit. Now we didn't.
Right back into it.
This is why y'all listen to us. Y'all know damn well. Y'all know, y'all come for always the positive shit. Y'all come for the crazy shit. God damn it.
Facts.
Shout out to Channel 82 exclusively, coming soon. We got something coming soon. And man, like I said, always, man. Thank you, my brother, for always doing this with me, man. I appreciate it, man.
Of course, man.
Thank you. And this has been Dark Therapy Sessions. The session is now closed. Peace.
Nothing is all right.